Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the, angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for February 20th, 2016. It's my great pleasure today to be channeling the Cosmic Cowboy, who is another part of the story you probably never knew. When I say the story, my story, my picture I've been using on the Cosmic Love website is rather dated, like about 15 years. I've had people saying I should do an update, and things are moving so fast in 2016 that I decided to reinvent myself and to upgrade my Cosmic Love message in solidarity with country folk with whom I truly love, country swing dancing here in Montana. I live near Chico Hot Springs, which is just north of Yellowstone Park. My favorite thing to do after a week of work is to go dancing at Chico Saloon. Talking swing dancing, country style. It's pretty wild sometimes in the old saloon, but I always soak in the hot springs before dancing like a wild man so we don't pull any muscles. This is my weekend cardio, and I work all my muscle groups doing water yoga and then dancing. And not many people know that back in Ohio, as a teenager, I used to be a competition figure skater and performed in ice shows and drill teams and comedy acts, and even danced with Olympic gold medalist Peggy Fleming at a private party after one of our ice shows. I mean, I was fire on ice. And when I moved to Montana, I eventually discovered that country swing dancing was an athletic event, not unlike pair skating on ice. And I was hooked. So it took me years of watching and less before getting it. But now it's outrageous good fun with more spontaneous freeform dancing than you see on the ice. So people come from all over the world to visit Yellowstone Park and Chico Hot Springs. So in the Chico Saloon, I often find myself dancing with women I've never met and will likely never see again. But many women worldwide speak the universal language of swing dancing. I mean, it's an art form of all of its own. And spinning like twirling dervishes in the hands of a partner who can pace and lead her capabilities, that's what, you know, women who love to dance, they need to find a partner that, you know, loves to dance and knows how. So my favorite ice skating thing was spinning. And before contact lenses, I had to get bands on my glasses to keep them from flying off while spinning. And the thing about spinning very fast is you have to be centered and connected. An intuitive sense of balancing and grace, ideally, that can apply to everything you do. And the ice can be very unforgiving with hard lessons in that regard. Swing dancing has its own lessons. Some alpha females can follow a good lead, or they'll be quick to strong-arm their own direction in the dance, one thing I've learned. And so it is with relationships in general. A lot of strong women love to dance, but it requires a coordinated partner who knows how to lead and follow at the same time, and vice versa. As for the Cosmic Cowboy, the hat I'm wearing was given to my to me by a local lady, after doing more than a decade of ranch work for her, and continue to do ranch work for her on a regular basis. And my friend Dennis photoshopped the stars under the hat. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that, as far as that goes. But moving on to other things, as far as the weather goes, the earth wobble has been getting worse, which they don't report on the boob tube, but that's why you see the jet stream swing in a giant undulating sine wave curve across the world. And that's being reported on the internet and various reasons for that and what we can expect with coming earth changes, weather changes. As for the cosmic weather, the moon has gone into Leo. And as I speak, during show today, the moon is in a grand trine, all fire sign trine, with moon and Leo trine Uranus in Aries and Saturn in Sagittarius. And that is one of the reasons why I'm talking about some more cosmic things like 2016 Ascension today. That's going to be the pretty much the theme of the show. I provided a link in the intro article on the homepage regarding 2016 Ascension. Article there with a lot of information, hot links, and kind of a background and foreground story of 2016, what's been going on with the big shift or frequency shift or paradigm shift or however you want to call the quickening of common sense, the kind of a new global social conscience in our social network that's empowering our consciousness with enlightenment as the ascension, you might say. The concept of global enlightenment, global ascension of consciousness. There are principles involved. The first principles of manifestation in the alchemy regards intention, attention, retention for comprehension of ascension in a unified field dimension. I play around with those words, but they're really the keynotes here really follows from that sequence of persuasion, you might say, or sequence of manifestation and consciousness. You know, what goes on in the holodeck between our ears, how that reflexes with the cosmic order of things, you know, the fractal order of the holographic universe, which I'm fond of talking about. I'm not going to go off the deep end in that regard right now. I did want to reference, though, previous article I did, Rumors of Global Enlightenment, which has a lot to say about this issue, the foreground issue of 2016 Enlightenment. What's in the works going on right now with global disclosure of issues? You might say unveiling of the big mysteries, taboo subjects of our day, UFOs, full disclosure of the secret space program, extremely advanced technologies that are coming out all over the world, and just the internet is opening up a wholly new social conscience or global social networks that's just changing the way we perceive the world and giving us an opportunity to transform the world along more enlightened lines. And so a little background information there. Some of that information I'm going to reference in the article today in 2016 and what's going on with this global evolution, revolution, revelations, you might say. This the mysteries, a lot of mysteries being unveiled. The full disclosure of all kinds of knowledge. A lot more than, everything we thought about a whole bunch of stuff, people of the world were finding out to be wrong. You know, it's like the veil is thinning at an accelerated pace. So I've long said that the best way of predicting the future has been to co-create it. I think that was Thomas Ford, the original quote of that. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Or one of those early inventors. But we're talking about the same kind of thing with global enlightenment, co-creation of Earth as it is in cosmos at large. In other words, what's going on here at Earth now? It's like the full disclosure of the not just the secret space program that's been going on with the government for 40 years, reverse engineering of crafts and working with extraterrestrial intelligence, all this stuff. It's coming out. I mean, it's anyone that does any searches or really wants to know about this on the internet. And, of course, my blog, I've been going into different dimensions of this. The further dimensions of this, I'm going to be going into more in the next show, or at least the next articles leading up to the next show. And that is in regarding what's going on with a global economic reboot right now. And some of that was alluded to, again, in this last article that I did called Rumors of Global Enlightenment. And the two videos I provided in that example, in that case, are really just a taste, a small taste of what's going on now globally. I guess I can speak about some aspects of it. I'm going to be, like I said, going into more aspects of it in further blogs. But the number of contactees, longtime contactees with, you might say, our space brothers. I don't want to put a negative thing on them. You know, the ETs are, you know, weirdness because so many of them look are humanoid, just like ourselves, with much more advanced intelligence in many regards, and technologies in other regards. We're talking about this is the biggest show in this sector of the universe. There are more than a million ships of the Federation, the Galactic Federation of Light, around the planet. I know this sounds really far out, but I'll be going into that again, like I say, more in my next blog and the background story on that. Who are the ones, you know, the contactees that are, I've been working with the Space Brothers Councils, Federation Councils, Federation of Light. Again, this subject for a lot of people who have somewhat followed it over the years, when they hear of the Galactic Federation, there has been so much misinformation and disinformation put out on the internet by trolls on the internet that are paid by the Pentagon and other forces to keep this issue confused and basically keep contact and full disclosure from moving ahead. But it's out there now. I mean, it's going mainstream on different TV stations around the world. U.S. representatives, contactees, and what this means as far as a whole global reset, a global economic reboot, reset, not just economic, but with social programs, funds, prosperity funds for the West, they're calling them humanity funds in the Asia. And some of you that are into the Ascended Masters, the Ascended Master teachings, that some people that listen to this show are familiar with the Ascended Masters. The story of Saint Germain, the Wonder Man of Europe, who didn't die, so to speak, and I've had videos on my blog before that have gone hours into the subject matter of who he is, how he was involved with the American Revolution, how he's been involved with countries all over the West in developing the representative government and checks and balances on power. The videos of him, I have provided them before. I'm going to be providing them again in the further blog. And referencing his background, he's working now with the White Hats in the West. And I'll be going into this more. White Houses and White Hats in the Pentagon, the good guys, the Pentagon Armed Services, and heads of state and heads of business in the West for the release of these prosperity funds. We're talking about something like $96 quadrillion of funds, gold and metal and physical assets to fund a prosperity program, kind of a jubilee, rebooting the banking system, the economic system in the West and in the East also. Like I say, they're calling them humanity funds in the East, and Kuan Yin, for those who know the Ascended Masters, she's directing the use and the work with the White Dragon Society and the secret societies in the East, just as Saint Germain is working with some of the more enlightened secret societies in the West, again with corporate heads of state, and other influential forces behind the scene in the military and Pentagon, etc., White Hats as they call them. So big drama. Big drama is evolving very quickly. You can read about it from multiple sources on the internet. One of the best sources there is Galactic. I believe it's Galactic Connection. Matter of fact, I had her on my show, Alexandra from GalacticConnection.com, and she has in-depth material on this. Very good source material. I've been following her for some time. Her source material corroborates other sources, Ben Fulton and other sources that are getting this out, the development where it's at now. Alexandra and Galactic Connections interviewed Sheldon Niddle here this last week. That video I'm going to be including in the next blog. Again, those who are not on the my blog. You can sign up at heartcom@mcn.net to get in contact, and I'll be put you on the list, you know, for follow-up on all this. But this is breaking across the world. This is the stuff going on behind the scenes. Some of the people, you know, listening, and most of the people that are on my blog are well aware of the background story on Ascended Masters, cosmic beings, contactees, off-worlders that are all that are meeting in councils, and again watching Earth's evolutions at this time. So there's not too much crazy stuff. There's different ways, without interfering with our free will, that they can work with contactees here and the white hats and the good guys here on Earth to check and balance what's going on with the use and abuse of power. So this is going forward. I mean, it's very self-evident to me that it's things are moving in this direction very quickly, very hopeful, promising, encouraging. And again, the best way of predicting the future has always been to co-create it on Earth as in cosmos at large. And that universal perspective for global co-creation requires alignment with universal principles of common law, sometimes referred to as cosmic law, universal principles behind a global currency of conscience. The evolution, revolution, revelations of higher consciousness, representing the language of consciousness, the language of light, and what that looks like, how that works with upgrading all our social, political, and economic institutions with the currency of conscience. Involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C. So more light and love, easier and faster. You know, it's there's process. This is the process and process, you might say. And since we can only be responsible for local and global telecommunity, emphasizing the TLC, with responsibility, you know, the ability to respond with interactive telecommunications. This is really the key, the TLC key, to naturally involve and evolve our individual and social conscience and our all-connected social networks. This is the big phenomenon going on worldwide that you might say is the precursor or preliminary of this conscious evolution revolution that's going on globally. I mean, all the walls of the mind are coming down. You know, the internet goes beyond the nation-state boundaries and other walls of the mind that have the family of mankind compartmentalized, you know, and hanging separately rather than hanging together. That's all changing very quickly. It's already happened for people all over the world who think of ourselves as global medicines. You know, think of ourselves as the family of mankind and are beyond the divide and conquer rhetoric and propaganda that we get in the mainstream media all the time to keep us in fear. So, you know, it's the old psychology of subservience to tyranny. You know, keep the people afraid of you know, so that they you know, basically just are subservient to, you know, the powers that be, quote unquote, the status quo, the corporatocracy. Or as Jimmy Carter calls it, he says, we don't have a democracy anymore. It's an oligarchy, giant corporations. And that's the point. We're moving beyond that. At least the people worldwide are, the 99% are, and in the collective consciousness that's going mainstream. This ascension process is, you might say, matriculating the matrix. It's becoming self-evident. And as more people become conscious of how they are conscious and how we are conscious as a whole, your global mind, you might say, social conscience and social networks, it's culturing a more enlightened consciousness. And again, you know, this process, this revolution in higher consciousness or the ascension process, whatever you want to call it, the big shift, the paradigm shift, you know, the systemic transformation of all our social, political, and economic institutions, and it just goes with the territory. It's happening. And it may be obscure to even some people listening, you know, what I'm talking about, but like learning to use a computer, this process can be hard until you know how, and then it's easy. And kids in the young at heart pick it up quickly. They adapt faster. Give them the tools to excel with enthusiasm for learning and self-correcting, self-mastery, with self-elevation capabilities, and it becomes self-evident as a self-fulfilling prophecy. The higher self is engaged, self with a capital S. You might say the big me and is the higher self, and the little me is the lower self. Ego is the lower self, and the real self is like mediator for the soul and soul awareness of soul contracts and basically one's divine plan or purpose for which they came here. And a lot of people are waking up to that with the sense of how good things can be, and some people see the way things are and say, why? And other people see how good things could be and say, why not? And a lot of people are waking up to that, why not a global revolution in higher consciousness through interactive communications that involve and evolve consciousness? So how to do that, of course, then becomes, the cause, the purpose for, which democracy is upgraded or the republic is upgraded. However you conceive of representative government, the idea of representing our higher selves and the higher purpose of sovereignty for all global citizens or netizens, on the internet. This concept of, what's good for one as far as sovereignty is good for all, and this, the concept of the higher self as a mediator for soulful attunement to the great spirit, or if you call it God, love, creator, source, the I am that I am, higher power. The greater the results for self-correcting, self-governing, co-creation follows from, the higher one's concept of self, the higher self, the real self. People refer to it as the Christ self. And again, this is the higher one's concept of this higher self, the greater the results for self-correcting, self-governing, co-creation, self-elevation as salvation. This concept of, as Einstein says, you don't solve problems with the same consciousness that created them. You need a higher consciousness. And, there's no human solutions to human problems. There's only divine solutions to higher problems. We've got to come up higher in consciousness. And this is the process we're talking about. Just as clothes are an extension of the skin, and cars are an extension of the feet, and TV is an extension of the eyes and ears, and computers are an extension of the global mind with the internet. Likewise, a higher concept of love, God, source, creator, I am. The higher the concept of heart coherence, universal love, divine love, the frequency of wholeness, moment to moment, as infrequently, then the greater the results again. So when we're centered and connected with the language of the angels, call it TLC, tender loving care, with the law of the angles, call it GOD, geometric ordered divinity, the greater the results. And so the idea of a relationship with our higher self and between ourselves with this law, language of the angels, the angles of, God, love, the greater the results. And this has been anciently known, this process. From ancient times, it's been known that this is Hermetic wisdom, that in the beginning, God geometrized. And modern times, quantum science has revealed that the fractal geometric order of the holographic universe naturally governs the first principles of co-creation with God, geometric order of divinity, the order of the universe. There are laws. God has methods. and in the end, and this is kind of the follow-up to In the beginning, God geometrized. Well, in the end, we become what we geometrize. In other words, how we frame the process of conscious evolution, the process of ascension, the process of consciousness raising, you know, in our individual and collective, local and global social networks. You know, how we involve and how we basically frame or you know, process our awareness, again, with intention, attention, retention, for ascension, then a dimension of comprehension. I that's kind of my wrap. and I'm, you know, the wrapping this message, you know, it's a, call it alliteration or whatever. I'm playing around with the words, but it's really the alchemy of manifestation goes through this process. It is pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a unified field dimension of, you know, full spectrum comprehension. Talking about full spectrum, the language of light, the language of consciousness, that is becoming more conscious with this process. This is, you know, a natural function of universal cosmic law, the language of light of consciousness at the interactive interface to involve and evolve our, you know, our conscious ascension. And it's just a matter of, you know, where you focused with pure intention along more enlightened lines that frame love's, you know, retention and consciousness. You know, the first principles of consciousness, you know, what you believe with intention, what you conceive for attention, with your attention, again, believing what you believe with your intention, what you conceive, believe, and achieve with intention, attention, for conscious retention. Again, universal law language, the language of consciousness. You might say the first principles of for the holodeck creation between your ears. You know how we create our thought forms and those thought forms. You know, we shape our thought forms and our thought process, and then they shape us. Well, there's, you know, like I said, God has methods. The universe has first principles of manifestation. Call it alchemy. Call it precipitation. Call it again, the language of consciousness. There's universal laws regarding the language of light and how they correspond to the language of consciousness. And that understanding of a universal law language for as a universal interface for mass to mass communications. Excuse me. That's the whole idea of creating a process for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. So I'm going to get a sip of water here. Okay. So as this is all coming around to this process, call it 2016 Ascension, it's coming around to a process for culturing individual, you know, personal and social conscience as a more enlightened, unified field of a common sense, again, unified field, common sense nature. Now, such common sense may be uncommon in certain tribes of lockstep, left brain, letter of the law dominance. You know, largely Western dominant civilization is more left brain dominant. But the spherical spirit of universal law is now going global with our new instant everywhere and interactive telecom capabilities. Eastern hemisphere, Eastern peoples are more right brain dominant. They tend to be more, you know, it's inscrutable. The East is the Oriental East is inscrutable to the Western mind because we think left to right, you know, from left brain linear logical dominance, and they think from right to left. More intuitive, nonlinear, spherical spirit of the law, rather than, you know, the lockstep letter of the law. Now, just like the two hemispheres of the brain are doing brain switching all the time between the linear, the non-left brain linear, and the right brain nonlinear intuitive, you know, moment to moment, if you're dominant left brain, you don't go as far to the right as far as being intuitive or just knowing with common sense. You get, tend to get caught up in certain tribes or certain habits of thinking, of certain, you know, religious, political, different orthodoxies, you know, basically mind frames of reference for thinking about everything that we're grown up. There can be cultural tribes, cultural frames of reference, you know, like the nationalistic tribes, you know, how we think in the U.S. as related to the tribes of Canada or the South America. You know, there's like there's different ways of thinking about things that are culturally conditioned. But at the same time, there's this nonlinear global thing that's going on that we're seeing how the other half lives, and that it's a global village now. There is no time or space. That it's like instant everywhere and interactive, and we are, in principle, like the family of mankind in a global village. There is a unity conscience. There's a spherical conscience. You know, the global conscience, the global mind is emerging. And, of course, how it emerges with heart coherence, the principles of heart coherence, really determines or defines what type of mind congruence there is. Because smart without heart isn't smart. And you know, this thing of holy compassion in the West, we can't be incarcerating more people in the United States than all the rest of the people, you know, I mean, half the people in the world that are in prisons in the United States. That's not, you know, there's something wrong with that picture. Then you can look at, you know, you can look at the medical system, and I'm going to be going into that, global healing options for 2016, the medical system. Military-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex. There's something wrong with that picture there in the West. You know, there's a domination thing going on that really isn't honoring social conscience. It's not honoring, you know, what's best for all. It's not, you know, it's making a killing, indirectly causing disease, indirectly treating disease, indirectly causing wars, directly treating wars. You know, it's become an industry, just like the prison-industrial system in the United States has become an industry. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the prison complex industries in America spend millions of dollars every year lobbying Congress to keep the sentences longer, to have, you know, very hard, you know, drug laws, you know, first offense, second offense. I mean, and keep them in longer, lobbying so that they don't get released from prison because they're making money off of it. It's an industry, and it's the same thing backwards. Bizarro behavior in some of the other Western industries, that's all coming to an end. I mean, the world can't live with it. You know, we all know too much now. And globally, there's a new social conscience that says, you know, this far and no further. You know, it's time to, you know, wise up and rise up, you know, collectively, and just say, you know, there are alternatives to petrochemical pollution of the environmental life support systems of the earth. The free energy technology is coming out all over the earth right now. I mean, there's no stopping it. That's the real reason that you don't hear on the boob tube of why there's the oil futures and the oil markets are basically they're abysmal, because free energy technology is being liberated and going to production worldwide. I mean, free energy technology, you know, for your cars, for your homes, and it's going to change everything. I mean, this is. All our social, political, and economic institutions now have extremely advanced technologies that are, you know, for healing, you know, for energy, for keeping the peace, and basically, you know, and for checking and balance of the use and abuse of power at all levels. And really, it comes back to upgrading a representative government, so it's really of, by, and for us, you know, united sovereigns of Earth. United sovereigns, you know, as a whole, you know, and the principle as a whole, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, if we believe in sovereignty and principle of sovereignty in the Constitution of the United States, then we should be living it and representing it, and universal sovereignty for global everything. You know, so that and how that would work, how we could basically be represented more directly. That's something I go into with Heartware, you know, and I have repeatedly in previous blogs and shows, and the concept of Web 3.0, the next big phase in the computer internet revolution and where that's going. But in the meantime, there's one subject that is most likely to gain traction in the collective conscience of humanity that I'm focusing on, and I thought I'd share with you today in brief. Now, this is the Global Healing Option for 2018. I've done previous articles on global telecommunications, and I've shown that general enlightenment trends of conscious evolution are awakening the global mind worldwide in pace with the computer internet revolution. And we're looking at, the family of mankind is uniting in a global village of instant interactive telecom. It's moving in that direction. And, who would have seen the practical healing applications of telecare? And, of course, like I referred to TLC in all dimensions, government, education, healthcare, the economy, with self-governing systems. The best government is self-government, and how telecommunity, emphasizing the TLC, telecommunity can be cultured in ways that heal our self-governing systems, healing self-learning systems, and the best education is self-education. Teleconscience can be cultured in social conscience for lifelong learning. And common sense, and this whole thing of teaching, learning how to learn for lifelong learning, and you've got healing our self-care systems, telecare, I'm going to be going into that more, for self-care systems. The best healthcare is self-care, owning your own life is like owning your own health, and having access to well-informed, good information for well-informed choice for universal self-care, and healing our economic system. Telecommerce as the next economy, integrating the currency of conscience, currency as conscience, to liberate clean, free energy technology, abundant power, wisdom, and love as creates lasting value, good business, on all levels, globally and locally. And then there's, of course, healing our intermedia systems. And this is in telecommunications with hardware, will involve and evolve all of the above. Of course, the best telecom is self-regulated, again, owning our own lives with sovereignty principles. So I go into this concept in this last article, 2016 Ascension, regarding the 5D keys for global TLC, beginning with 1, 2, and 3. That's the healing self-learning systems, healing our self-care systems. And one was healing self-governing systems. So we're looking at, a collective reboot of social conscience and our new global social networks that will care to network for the net worth of net reality with systemic TLC of buying for global netizens. Global economic reset will likewise proceed rapidly with a new currency of teleconscience qualifying the next economy. With soon to be disclosed prosperity funds in the West, known as humanity funds in Asia, and more on this jubilee event, as I said in the next article, I'll be getting to that. So this process will greatly be accelerated with hardware and interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications. But in the meantime, there's nothing more valuable than a practical vision of TLC, virtue and valor for the victory of global holistic healing. And those that have a chance to read the article, 2016 Ascension, you'll see an article there that gives a good debriefing of the Global Telecare Project that I'm going to be taking, I'm going to be launching with a crowdfunding project here over this next month, actually beginning about a week before the spring equinox. There's a cycle here. We're trying to key into natural cosmic cycles, a spring launch. And I'm going to give a little bit of a background on this story of global telecare going mainstream. Here's how. The internet has cultured a new global net reality with more than half the 7.4 billion netizens of Earth now connecting with the instant everywhere and interactive internet. That's mostly on smartphones, which have more computing power than an $8 million supercomputer did two decades ago. So I've been blogging and talking Cosmic Love about global telecare. I want to give an update on telecare's progress. The whole concept of global telecare went public a year ago in the January-February issue of naturallifenews.com. The article you can read about that from about a year ago is at www.heartcom.org/globaltelecare.htm. And the globaltelecare.htm, it is caps on the global G, and telecare, the TLC, is caps. But you can copy these. I'm going to have some more links here. You can copy them from the introductory article on 2016 Ascension. And these links there's some incredible videos here. On January 23rd, about a month ago, it was a public seminar on global telecare, and there's two videos that were produced that you can watch at heartcom.org, telecarevideos.htm. That link, again, is provided on the homepage of Cosmic Love regarding the show, and you can check that out. The first video of these two videos is a seven-minute trailer for a documentary on global telecare, which will be produced from a crowdfunding project to be announced, as I said, the week before spring equinox, March 20th. In the second video, David Lewis of the Nonprofit Heart Center asked me about the nonprofit Global Telecare Project and how it is self-funding to provide free online telecare for global netizens, why the timing is right, and who is behind the advanced technology that now makes this possible. There's a third video, by the way, at that link that I provided, Telecare Videos link. And the third video is by Dr. Kathy Forty of that seminar, and she was really I like to think of her as at least a Montana superstar. She's from California, but she flew in and gave an incredible two-hour presentation on the Trinfinity 8 quantum healing with technology that she developed. Her book, her story about this, called Fractals of God, it goes into her near-death experience and how she basically came back from the other side with instructions and guidance to develop this technology that's based on the fractal order of the holographic universe for bioenergetic healing with crystals, ancient Atlantean technology, the healing with the crystals that hooked up to a computer, fractal algorithms, and her story is one of the most amazing stories you ever heard. So that's the third video you can watch if you get a chance to go to that link. So this global telecare seminar I'm referring to, the seminar was broadcast live worldwide on the internet, and there's been enthusiastic interest in a full documentary on the Global Telecare Project, and it's been very encouraging. So I encourage everyone to get the buzz out on social network. It's critical for a successful crowdfunding campaign to network for the net worth of the vision. So please network freely to promote universal self-care with Global Telecare. And if you want to be on the launch, email me at ultramedics@mcn.net. That's ultramedics, one word, M-E-D-I-C-S, ultramedics@mcn.net. That's not MSN, it's mcn.net. And I'll add you to the launch list. So the goal with the 30-day campaign is to raise $10,000, which is a modest amount for a documentary production, but we've got an excellent creative team that has proven capabilities, and since this is a nonprofit operation, your $100-plus contributions are tax-deductible because we're doing this on Indiegogo, and we're allowed to do that with Indiegogo as a crowdfunding platform. Excuse me. Some of you are familiar with crowdfunding. Some of you are not. The way it's set up, we're going to be set up, and again, I'll be the launch information will be forthcoming. But the way it's set up is that this is a way for people on the internet worldwide have been funding billions of dollars worth of projects the last several years in particular, a huge amount for projects they consider worthy of funding, and it's like a social contract to people come together and agree to utilize funds for certain projects, and people put up the funds. So the family of mankind has finally matured as a global village with current capabilities for mainstreaming compassionate care through highly personalized self-care information for optimal holistic health. So I'm going to go into this a little bit on the, what this means with global telecare, this project, TLC at the heart of global telecare with free online universal self-care, what that looks like, how that works. There's an article link, like I said, that goes to, there's a full article that the background story on that at heartcon.org/globaltelecare.htm. So that link is there for you to read and go into the background story on it. I'm looking at the opportunity here with this crowdfunding project, as you know, mainstreaming this idea of, you know, there are obvious benefits for global telecare for everyone, free online universal self-care. And with the crowdfunding project, we provide different bonus contributions. There's a $10, a $33, a $100 with the package perk. And what you get with the package, there is a $500 co-producer honors. Your tax-exempt donation will recognize you as a co-producer in the screen credits. There's also the $1,000 producer honors in the same way. And there's a special health boost bonus. So the bonus, until we reach our goal, every donation of $100 or more will receive one free bottle of SPX, the Swedish pollen extract, which is nature's most potent superfood, and that includes shipping and handling. So with the article that I've got, 2016 Ascension, it'll give you the full story on those bonuses and what we're going to be doing with this launch, you know, to produce this documentary on global telecare. So I'm going to finish up with what works for me, this, you know, the Swedish flower pollen extract. That's at the bottom of the article, two immune system supporters. You might say this has been the sponsor of the radio show, Cosmic Love, Swedish pollen extract, and also the prescriptivist. But Swedish pollen extract in particular, as far as the most bang for your buck, your immune system, and micronutrient rocket fuel with this nutraceutical-grade royal jelly, and how it's being used by immunologists and oncologists worldwide in drip IVs for cancer. We're talking about, you know, big pharma companies using it also, which is really rare. But the story on this for home use in a powder that I provide. And the story is that many progressive holistic health centers in the U.S. are now using the Swedish pollen extract, as well as the prescriptivist, the soil-based organism probiotic, at the core of their health optimizing programs. So I thought I'd put that there as the bottom line, you know, for those who'd like to sponsor in the short term or the long term the show with basically sponsoring health in their body, optimal health with these this super immunity combo, you might say, combination. There's information there. And that pretty much sums it up for the Cosmic Cowboy today. I want to thank everyone for listening and appreciate you supporting Cosmic Love, supporting universal global telecare, and basically supporting the ongoing evolution, revolution, revelations, and higher consciousness for a better world. So thanks again for listening. Happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.